Those on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Broadcasting live from the Wind River Resort and Casino Studios.
That's new.
Yeah, we just started that this year, so good morning, everybody. Today's the 6th of January, 7:05 in the morning, and the news always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. And Ben, too, is at the, our new Ben, is at the helm today. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing today?
Good. Wonderful.
Good. Do you have a special day today?
I do.
And what is it?
It is National Technology Day.
Oh, okay. Well, let's hope our technology keeps up with us today.
Yeah. Yeah.
If Musk has anything to do with that.
Oh, yeah. Hey. Good morning, Linda. Happy New Year.
Yes, I know. Gosh, so much to cover.
You sound great. You've got the new processor.
Oh, I just was like, wow, I'm so live. Just a quickie before we go into the weather. We went Saturday night, of course. It was closing weekend for Garden of Lights. Long run for them. Fabulous night. Super crowded. And, you know, evidently, we've seen this before, that between Christmas and the closing day, which would have been Sunday, yesterday, last night was the closing night, they lower the prices. So I don't know if that is why. I mean, it wasn't stormy, but it was very crowded, and I'm happy to see that. A lot of families and buggies and people out. We didn't get there till around, it closes at 9, so.
Yeah, around 7:30.
It was 7:30, quarter to 8 by the time we parked. We were going to try to do dinner at Mosaic, booked up. So people are out and about, which was nice. And so, but they, you could want to keep your eyes open because they're going to be doing another light show like they did last year called Glowing Wild.
Yeah, that's going to be starting. Yeah.
And that'll kick off sometime. I'm not exactly sure what month. We'll have to look that up. I'm sure they just have to take a space after Garden of Light.
Get all these down and then get ready for the next one. But we'll have tickets we'll be giving away and all the information in the world on it. So.
Well, you were saying that you were talking to somebody there as we checked in, and they had a certain amount of tickets that were sold, but there were a lot of people that walked up and bought tickets.
Yeah. They said, gosh, close to 2,000 people.
Right.
So, was, I think it was another success this year. And it's voted one of the 10 best in the nation.
In the nation.
For botanical gardens.
So
it's
great.
It was number 7. So.
See, that took a fortitude. It took a vision. And, there's always naysayers when it comes to, like, why are you building a bridge? And why? Well, this is one of those things. If you're going to do positive implements
or implement positive
things in a community, when you have something that is top 10 in the nation on the map,
it's really fantastic.
So speaking of fantastic, we've got a great great forecast in front of us. 61 will be our highs today, sunny skies, which is great. As we look at this forecast in front of us, we don't really have any rain in sight. Tonight's going to be around 46. Same tomorrow, maybe a little bit of clouds, but still around 61. And as we progress of the week, the same thing. Wednesday in the 60s. Thursday is going to be the warmest day of the week, around 68. And then we fall back down to around 60 on Friday. So this week, if you've been thinking about when do I get my Christmas decorations, where you're not in the rain as you're putting things away and dry them out. I know we worked on that all weekend. So there you go. The weather's brought to you by our friends out in Anderson. That's Shasta Gas Propane, where they give senior and veteran discounts. You know, they are a great family of 3 to 4 generations that are working within the business, where they definitely give you great service. And we always say, you know, it's great when you have a local business and thinking about what it is to go local. That's Shasta Gas Propane out in Anderson, 365-3793.
There you go. Things that are going on in our world. Tomorrow night they elect a new chairman of the Board of Supervisors. We've got a brand new Board of Supervisors. Two holdovers, Chris Kellstrom and Kevin Cry, but three new ones. Corky Harmon, Alan Long, and Matt Plummer. There I am.
Okay.
I wanted to say Plunkett because, you know, I was thinking football there. But no, Matt Plummer. So we'll see what happens this year and see if things calm down in the board chambers. That would be nice. I would like to see that. People kind of get back into a more of a collegial atmosphere where you can discuss things without...
Civil.
Yeah, without jumping up with a hammer and trying to beat people. Not that that's happened, but... It's figuratively, not literally.
Yeah. Do you feel a little out of it? Because I know we watched a little bit of the Golden Globes last night, and there were so many movies. Some of them. I mean, what I do like is that they do television, comedies, musicals, and film. It was the 2025 Golden Globes, of course, and it was where we met. At the Beverly Hilton, how many years ago?
But not at the Golden Globes.
No, but we met there at an award show, by the way. So on the film side, Emilia Perez, which I need to see. I understand it was supposed to be a four-hour opera, and it's turned into a musical. It stars Selena Gomez and Zoe Saldana. And then, of course, Zoe won. The Brutalist earned 7 nominations, and Conclave. I want to see all of these films. The Bear, last year's big winner in the comedy category, received the most nominations of any TV show with 5. Selena Gomez also received an acting nomination in the television category for her role Only Murders in the Building. So, you know, film and TV. We love Shogun, if you hadn't seen it. Of course, comedian Nikki Glaser made her history at the first woman to host the Golden Globes. Thought she did a pretty good job. We didn't watch all of it. You know, there were a lot of F-bombs that were dropped last night and other things, so there was probably 5 different areas within the Golden Globes that they beeped out. So Zoe Saldana won for Emilia Perez, Best Performance of an Actress in a Television Series, Musical, or Comedy. Jean Smart in Hacks, Best Performance by an Actor in a Supporting Role in Any Motion Picture, was Kieran Culkin called A Real Pain. Best Performance by an Actor in a Television Series Drama was Hiroyuki Sanada, Shogun. And Best Performance by an Actress in a Supporting Role in a Television Series, Jessica Gunning by Baby Reindeer, which, you know, we see all the time, but we've not seen it. You know, I don't know.
The thing that I noticed, however, was that there was no Trump bashing going on, and very little. And the thing that Nikki Glaser said at the beginning, she says, all you important celebrities who can do anything you want except tell people how to vote. I like that. Except tell people how to vote. And all the polls since there have shown that a celebrity telling you who to vote for counts just about as much as if one vice president said a warm bucket of spit. So you might think about that before you pay them millions of dollars to show up at one of your events. Anyway,
Demi Moore.
Demi Moore did a great job.
She was. It was a beautiful speech, it was great to see that at 62, looking good, saying that she bought into somebody telling her that she was, what was the word that they used?
She's going to be a popcorn actress.
Popcorn actress.
It was easy and fulfilling and popular, but you'd never be a serious actress.
Yeah, so that was that made that. I'm sure that made a.
That's the one part I watched.
Right, right.
Hey, a strong thunderstorm birthed birthed a rare tornado on Friday near Payne's Corner or Payne's Creek in Tehama County, close to Shasta County border. I'm getting this from the Record Searchlight. The Twister touched down in the wilderness about 8 miles northeast of Derryville and 10 miles east of Cottonwood. So, we say, you know, here in California, we have,
earthquakes.
We have fires. We have earthquakes. Now we have a tornado.
Yeah, that was interesting because, I saw something on Facebook where, I don't know, a liked friend had taken beautiful imagery of this, you know, here it was clear where she was, but there was this ominous black rolling, you know, as far as you could see, almost like, you know, when a wave is coming in, and that was right when they were doing this this warning about, you know, her, you know, tornado in Shingletown.
Yeah, I know. That was
weird.
And a real sad note here. These two brothers.
Oh, no.
19-year-old Andrew Cornett and his brother Wesley were fishing out in Thermalito After Bay. And one of them went in the water. The other one tried to rescue him.
Ugh.
And they both drowned. But they have now recovered both of the bodies. But how sad is that?
I was thinking about, we talked about it this morning, that I just, we pray for their families. Just, you know, it's hard enough when you think about maybe losing one, but then when you have siblings that you've lost together, my heart, I could cry right now, just the anguish and the pain that those parents must, and the family members must be going through. So, you know, geez.
Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break, and I believe that the community calendar brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance is going to join us right after this break. We'll be right back.
Indulge in an unforgettable evening at Turtle Bay's Chocolate After Dark. Join us on Friday, February 7th from 6 to 8 p.m. and enjoy delicious chocolate treats, fine local wines, and a fun night out at Turtle Bay Museum. Perfect for date night or a special treat for you and your friends. This 21 and older event is too sweet to miss and sure to sell out. Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum, Friday, February 7th. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Hey friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron, 60th anniversary. My new personal favorite, starting with an exclusive Perfecto shape. Handcrafted by one master roller, using only the finest tobaccos from Nicaragua. After 60 years of excellence, this cigar is Padron's masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Happy New Year, Redding, from your friends at Black Bear Diner, reminding you that if you're looking for more food, more fun, and more family, this is the place to be. You can count on a warm atmosphere and deliciously fresh home-style food. It's the perfect spot for every generation, with something for everyone. Come for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
winter anxiety or stress got you down? Got a cough that just won't stop? On your second round of antibiotics? Or lost your taste and smell? Experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave in downtown Reading. We feature our salt cave that feels like the beach, our 10-minute knockout sessions, and our infrared saunas where you can burn 300 to 600 calories. You can breathe easier, clear sinuses, reduce pain, inflammation, and boost your immune system. It's perfect for kids, pregnant moms, and the whole family. And yes, we accept pets. Call us today at 530-338-2094. Visit the gift shop at 1506 Market Street. We are here to help. Call us at 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094. Experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave in downtown Reading. Call us today at 530-338-2094.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the Wind River Resort and Casino Studios. Yeah, well, I just, you know, I just threw it out because it's a new year. You know, the people know that. Welcome back. 7:21 in the morning here on the 6th of January. It's about 46 degrees, going up to 61 today. Mostly clear. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. It's a community-oriented, dedicated team of professionals out there wanting to take care of all your banking needs, and they do a great job. Four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Reading, and one in Anderson, the newest branch, won awards for being one of the best small banks in the nation, and they are. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. And brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Company is our community calendar with Anne-Marie. Good morning, Anne-Marie. Happy New Year.
Good morning.
Happy New Year. Good Monday morning.
January 6th it is, and so we love it when you call and give us our community calendar update. And that means all of the events that are going on. So go ahead, your turn.
Yes, ma'am. Well, today, January 6th, Ben mentioned it is National Technology Day. This Thursday, January 9th, is National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. And the month of January is National Blood Donor Month. You can find a nearby blood drive by going to vitalant.org. And you can add your zip code to bring up nearby blood donation centers, as well as find out any current promotions and get information on how your group could host a blood drive. That's vitalant.org. If you are still in a festive mood after the holidays here, the Oasis Fun Center is still doing their annual Golf Course of Lights for January 15th. And this is a fun thing to bring the family to do. The golf course area is all lit up with festive lighting, including the golf balls. They also have fire pits you can sit around, go-karts, and a lot more. The Oasis Fun Center is located at 3330 Cascade Boulevard in Shasta Lake. More information can be found online at oasisfuncenter.com. Shasta Fire Safe Council is offering a free curbside chipping program for area residents. The goal of this free service is to help residents in reducing hazardous fuels and also improve defensible space around homes. Depending on where you live, there are certain enroll-by dates for the program. For more information on this free curbside chipping program, call 530-360-0120. Or visit Shasta County Resource Management Community Education on Facebook. And just a heads up, those in Reading, Old Shasta, French Gulch, or Whiskeytown area, your deadline to register for this free program is February 1st. So it's coming up. Tuesday, January 7th, there will be a homeless memorial service starting at 10 a.m. at 3075 Beta Street in Reading. This is at the Good News Rescue Mission Chapel. This event is open to the public, and is being hosted by the Good News Rescue Mission. On Wednesday, January 8th, you can check out Candy Bingo at the Anderson Library from 3 to 5:30 p.m., and candy is given out as the bingo prizes. The Anderson Library is located at 3200 West Center Street. There is also going to be a bingo at the Reading Library on Saturday, January 11th, from 2:30 p.m. to 4 p.m. in the community room. And the Reading Library is located at 1100 Parkview Avenue. Saturday morning, January 11th, you can join members of the Anderson VFW Post 9650 for their monthly breakfast from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. at 3210 West Center Street in Anderson. Breakfast is by donations only, and the suggested amount is $10. There is also a meals-to-go option. For more information, call the post at 530-365-9650. The Reading Walk for Life will return on Saturday, January 11th at the Reading City Hall located at 777 Cypress Avenue. The event will run from 9:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. More information can be found at walklifereading.com. On Sunday, January 12th, the Friends of the Intermountain Libraries and Shasta Public Libraries will host the Bernie Bowl Tournament starting at 2 p.m. at Bernie Bowl, located at 37424 State Highway 299 East. This is a handicap doubles tournament, $50 per team. Proceeds raised from this fundraiser will go to the Friends of the Intermountain Libraries. Advanced signups are requested, please. For more information, call 530-335-2294. And here is a quick save the date as we go forward in the month of January. The Palisadro Fire Company will hold an open house on January 25th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. as part of their 50th anniversary celebration. There will be a special ceremony at 11:30 a.m. that day during the event. They have been serving the community since 1974. Palisadro Volunteer Fire Station 32 is located at 9418 Deschutes Road. And that is just a quick sample of events coming up. I'm Anne Marie with your community calendar. Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Did you have a nice New Year, Anne Marie?
We did. In fact, we still have some decorations coming up because we have some dinner parties coming up this month. So we're still in a Christmas mood.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's thank cool. you. You know, different places in the country or in the world
thank you,
celebrate, keep their Christmas decorations up till some people till February. You've got something.
Yeah, well, community calendar is brought to you by...
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Siskiyou.
Thank you.
Goodbye. Siskiyou Insurance Services, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane, right here in Reading. Been around since about 1993. Home, business, life insurance, all of it. Auto, they've got it all. Siskiyou Insurance. All right, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Operated and owned by Jeff Wurst, a good guy. He's been repairing windshields for 30 years, and nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. Whether it's a little bitty chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it, guarantees it for the life of the windshield, brings your vehicle into a controlled atmosphere where he then can work on it and make sure that everything he does is going to work, and it works the first time and it lasts for a long time.
And he guarantees it.
Guarantees it. For a free inspection and analysis, bring your vehicle down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And we'll be right back with Backcountry Horsemen.
Owners landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community. I want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. Today, the 6th of January, 7:33 in the morning, 48 degrees out there, going up to 61. It's going to be a nice day today, and the rest of the week is going to be nice. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Voted best in the North State 3 years in a row. And there's a reason why. Okay, you know what the reason why is, hon?
I can just guess.
It is because they are the best in the North State. How about that? The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Watch repairmen, stonecutters, jewelry designers, and a super selection of jewelry at very fair prices. Locally owned, locally operated at 2225 Hilltop Drive and open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And we're here with Larry Schumann.
Larry Schumann. And who is Larry Schumann?
He is the one that tortured you for 4
days. No! Larry.
Made you use a pit toilet.
No, Larry, I mean, I have the utmost of admiration for you, but, you know, you are the face for me to know you is that, you know, you are one of the leaders, the president of Backcountry Horsemen, and all these years of your knowledge, I had and we had the great opportunity of being 4 days with you back up in the wilderness.
You
so to see your love and for your animals, because we, on that trip, they were personal stock for you and for Sam. And to think about all the work and the care that goes into what it is just to take care of the animals, to train them, and then to pack. And when I tell people when they weigh, you're out there in the wilderness and you weigh, you can't be over 3 pounds on each side different. So what you would do is take a can from the right side, put it to the left side. And it was fascinating for me to watch. So I just want to share that with our listening audience about the science behind packing.
It's actually, in a sense, it's math.
Yeah.
And balancing,
yeah.
Yes. And so you're using your judgment. I mean, we have scales, but that doesn't necessarily mean they're balanced, because it's like a teeter-totter. Just because you have the same weight doesn't mean it's balanced the same way. So you got to look at it and say, okay. As you notice, when we got done, we usually rocked those loads on those animals, see how they rocked on the animal. We might adjust it, even though they're exactly the same weight.
Just because of the way it rocks,
as they're walking down those trails, that load's rocking.
Great visual, so, but what's surprising, let me just finish this part, is that when we're up in the wilderness and we're going into not only what it is to go across streams, but to go into maybe some tight spots, that those critters are aware of the packs on the side of them. None of them hit a tree. These packs.
Yeah, they learn real quick, especially the mules. They learn real quick how wide they are, and they learn to avoid trees and rocks or whatever's in the way, and so they don't bounce off anything. They'll center themselves up in the middle of the trail. They're very good at it.
And Larry here is with the Backcountry Horsemen of California, but it's the Shasta Trinity unit. And Backcountry Horsemen of California is through all of California. But how many units are there?
There's 23.
23 units, ranging from the San Diego area all the way up to the top of the state.
Correct.
So, and you all are getting ready to have a rendezvous here in April.
Yeah, in April.
It's not just for the backcountry horsemen. This is for everybody.
This is open to the public. It's our main focus is education. The event is free. It is a fundraiser also, but we do our fundraisers at our dinners. But the state of California and actually Backcountry Horsemen of America, all education is free. We never charge for education. And so this will be an educational event. We'll have vets there. It's not just about horses. It's about with the horses. We'll have vets there training them for packing, teaching people how to pack. But we'll also have, our packing involves going out and working on trails and stuff too. So we'll have different groups there, like Bigfoot Trail Crew Ascend, and some of them helping us to teach the different ways of clearing trails, whether you're in wilderness or not non-wilderness. So we'll have people there talking about chainsaw work. We'll have people there talking about crosscut saw work, different ways of doing trail maintenance, the different tools involved. And we'll have a lot of expertise there for people. If they're interested in doing that kind of stuff, it's a great place to come. If you just ride, it's great for having the vets there doing seminars on the different things.
That's
like
veterinarians we're talking about.
Yeah, veterinarians. I'm sorry, not vets. I say vets. Veterinarians, thank you. Because we will have some vets there.
Yes, absolutely.
We'll have the U.S. Marine Corps there also, because they have a mountain division that packs.
We've seen that here on the packing competitions, Marine Corps Mountain Warfare Mule Packing Demo.
Yes. And we've had them before. They're really great. We've lost them a few years because they were fighting in Afghanistan, so they couldn't come. But usually they come, and their demos are fantastic, and they're really great with the kids. It's really surprised me. I'm surprised how well they do with the kids, these young men and women.
Cowboy poetry, wild horse adoption.
Yes, we're going to have horses come down from the top, from over off Modoc County. They're really good horses. They're going to bring about 20 down to adopt.
I think this
is from the Forest Service. I believe there's no adoption fee on these. These are free. You just have to fill out the forms and qualify.
And you've got to, if you think, well, this is something I'd like to do, you might want to take a look at the U.S. Forest Service website about adopting a wild Mustang, because there are certain things you have to have by, five-foot fences and you've got to, there are certain things you have to have so the horse is safe. So, but
correct.
It's a great place. I'd like to see if they had any in there that were, over 15 hands.
And there'll be vendors?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, we'll have we are starting to get a pretty good bunch of vendors coming. We're hoping to get at least 60 to 80 vendors.
This is a big deal.
It is a big deal.
Held out at the Rolling Hills Casino Equestrian Center.
Correct.
Yeah, so you can drive down, spend a great day, spend a night, or just come home that night. Yeah.
Yep.
So, and this is going to be a, this is from all over California coming up here to Rolling Hills.
Yes, we have people from coming all over. We're going to have, on Friday night, we're going to have Cowboy Poetry, which is more involved than what we do at our annual dinner. We actually have people coming from all over the state. We have some that are that have been doing cowboy poetry competitions. So we have quite a few good ones really lined up. It ought to be a lot of fun.
And again, all this is free.
We do charge for the dinners.
Yeah,
right.
Dinner events with raffles and auction. And where's that going to be held at? Right there.
Right at the Rolling Hills at the Equestrian Center. We decided. We talked to the casino. They're going to cater it. Really good food. We've already tried it out, and so they're going to move it. Service down at the Equestrian Center.
Set up a bunch of tables and all that.
We're talking April, so mark your calendars, folks, April 11th through the 13th. Free admission, free education clinics, youth activities, packing competitions, vendors, trail obstacle course challenge, cowboy poetry, wild horse adoption, Dutch oven cooking, and so much more.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have not eating something out of a Dutch oven. Some of these Dutch ovens, Linda and I judged the Dutch oven competition
right.
At the fair.
That 4 years in a row?
Yeah, 4 years in a row. And let me tell you, it's unbelievable, the level of food they can get out of these Dutch ovens. Rack of lamb. I mean, they don't. Nobody makes chili anymore because it's too easy.
We had one of our members 1 year cook a full 20-pound turkey in a large Dutch oven.
Yep,
it was delicious.
Oh, they come in with 3-layer cakes.
Yes.
Oh gosh, it was. You know, the guy that told us how to do it on our first year said, "Take one bite because you get three courses. You get the main course, you get dessert, and a bread." He said, just take one bite. He says, you'll never make it through there. And it was right. It was like 36, 40 different, offerings. And if you take,
Yes.
Now, we did take some home in a styrofoam.
Yes. Well, I got to brag a little bit. My wife's actually a pretty good Dutch oven cook.
She going to be out there?
She doesn't compete, but, she'll be there.
All right.
She had much choice. She's married to me.
We're here with Larry Schumann from the Backcountry Horsemen of California, the Shasta Trinity Unit. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the big event we're having right here on January the 18th. So we'll be right back.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Happy New Year, Redding, from your friends at Black Bear Diner, reminding you that if you're looking for more food, more fun, and more family, this is the place to be. You can count on a warm atmosphere and deliciously fresh home-style food. It's the perfect spot for every generation, with something for everyone. Come for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go. and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
Welcome back. Brick Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 7:46 in the morning, about 48 degrees out there here on today, the 6th of January. Okay, we're all settling into the new year. Everybody's back to work today. So we're moving forward. Into 2025.
And beautiful weather today with 61 sunny skies. And throughout the week, we have a beautiful, no rain in the forecast, just wonderful days. Wonderful days ahead of us.
That's it. Hey, we're here with Larry Schumann from the Backcountry Horsemen of California, Shasta Trinity Unit, and you're having your annual dinner and fundraiser January the 18th. Yes. Tell us about that.
Yes, we are. Actually, this is our one fundraiser of the year. Gets us... pretty much pays for our expenses to keep our unit in operation. We're going to have some cowboy poetry, kind of a mini version of what we're going to have. We have a bunch of cowboy poets from the North State. We have a new gentleman coming. I didn't bring my phone with us. I remember his last name is Claver. He came highly recommended. We called him, talked to him. He's been doing writing and doing cowboy poetry competitions for over 30 years, so we're pretty excited to see how he does. I'm sure he's going to be great.
Oh, it's all ages and all types from last year, you know.
We have a young girl that's 14, been writing poetry for a couple of years. She's got a new one for us. And
that's great.
Along with a couple of the Forest Service people that have always been good at doing cowboy poetry.
It's important that people understand what the backcountry horsemen do. When we say a fundraiser, they go, well, they just ride around. No. That's not what happens. What's the mission of the backcountry horsemen?
The mission of the backcountry horsemen started in the 1970s in Montana when it started out, and the mission is at that time to start supplementing the Forest Service with their packing and trail maintenance. For some reason at the time, the Forest Service thought they could get rid of all their packers. Since then, they've learned better, and they started getting packers and stuff back to keep trails open in the mountains and the wilderness, and even in the non-wilderness, a lot of times you need trails open. It depends upon where these trails are at. And so we've became a supplemental agency to help our organization to help them do that throughout the United States. We're actually in 36 states now in the United States. We provide support, pack support. We actually do our own. We actually provide support doing trail clearing ourselves. We saw logs, brush, fix the trails where they're damaged, and so on. So we're just another organization. Forest Service relies on keeping trails open. It's pretty much 49% of the work is done by volunteers. So almost half the work is done by volunteers. And we're one of the largest volunteer organizations for keeping trails open.
In the just this Shasta Trinity unit, last year, and you can correct me on this, but
donated the equivalent of like $400,000 worth of work.
Yeah,
the Forest Service, something like that.
I got our final count. It came out to about almost $480,000.
$480,000. Now, that's a value. That's clearing the trails, taking the fingerlings in, supporting trail crews out there. And all this is done by volunteers. You may get some money for a horse, for using a horse, but everything else is done. You don't charge anything. Keeping these trails
open.
Let
me chime in here for a second, because I think when we talk about supporting, okay, that's a word, we get what that means, but here's a visual. Like, and I learned so much when we went with you and Sam on that 4-day adventure up into the Trinity Alps. For instance, when you say that you would go up to a fire crew, you would bring them food and you would take out their garbage.
Correct.
Okay, that right there is huge.
Yes.
So I'm just saying that's a small little visual of one of the things that you do when we have these fires. People have to go up on horseback and get in there, bring their tools, and you're the supply chain with your horses and that's one of the things that backcountry horsemen do. I think that's important for our listeners to hear.
Yeah, that's true. The last couple of years, we've been picking up more and more support for other groups besides Forest Service and like Ascend Trail Crew, the Bigfoot Trail Alliance. These are other groups that are volunteer groups, but they don't have stock. But they're going in and they're walking into these wilderness areas. And for them to be able to do the work and haul tools and their groceries for a week and stuff, they can't do it. So without us hauling them in and taking their supplies for them and hauling these crews in and out, we did 8 different trips, cruise last year. We've already got 8 lined up for this year, and we have more coming. So we're expanding that group, supporting other groups that support the Forest Service also.
And these are international groups of people that volunteer that come in from all over the world.
Yes, they do.
They are formed into these crews. You take their tools up because the tools are heavy, and their food, so they've got everything else on their back, all their personal gear and some of their equipment. They go up to a spot they're going to be clearing, and then you just keep resupplying them until they're ready to come back.
Correct. Most of those crews we take in are just a week, so we usually just take them in and out. But if they stay longer, we will resupply them. We do that a lot with the California Conservation Corps. We'll resupply them weekly because they'll stay in longer. But most of these crews, they'll go in for a week, come back out 7 days later. So we used to haul them in enough for the week and then bring all their stuff back out.
On horseback and on mules.
Correct.
Yeah, and some many times your personal stock.
Yeah, always our personal stock.
Yes.
All of our stock is
personal. It's not like you go to U-Haul and rent one.
And you mentioned that we do sometimes get reimbursement. That reimbursement comes from grants we applied for. If we don't have the grants, we don't do it.
Yeah.
We do it for free if we don't have a grant to cover that project.
I mean, and you look at the price of gas, the price of hay, and all this. And so this is kind of like almost a labor of love, and yet it continues on. Now, how many members would you say, in the Shasta Trinity?
We just got our yearly count. We ended up we have 121 members.
Now, Linda,
not all of them pack. A lot of them just joined to support.
Yes.
Like Linda and I. This year, in 2025, I have set up a schedule so I can come out and follow some of these mules up the trail to make sure they're okay.
Now, we're talking about the biggest fundraiser they have, which is the date is January 18th. That's just a few weeks off. They need to know their head count by January 11th. Tickets are just $45. There is a live auction and a silent auction. It's a really fun night. You'll learn a lot more. You'll get to hear cowboy poetry. We were completely enamored with this when we came a couple years ago, and then last year we were able to go on that 4-day trip and learn so much from Larry and Sam. But for $45, and you may want to think about, like, what am I going to donate to this year? Some people tithe that way. They'll give something that they, maybe they inherited something or whatever. And when you think about what you're doing into making our wilderness area beautiful and safe, cutting out, like you said, the drag wood and firewood and all kinds of things, fingerlings so that the fish are replenished. Right.
Yeah.
Your fish planting. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we've been doing that for quite a few years, for about 30 years since I've been a member. It started before that because that's one of the things, reason why I joined. And what we do every year, Fish and Wildlife, they supply us with fingerlings. They're small, and we haul them into different mountain lakes. They assign us the lakes. Last year we did 8 lakes. We hauled in, I think it was 15,000 fingerlings last year to those 8 lakes.
We're going
to
do that this year, then.
And
we're doing this.
It's very successful. They've gone in, last year they went in and actually electroshocked a couple of the lakes to see how the population and stuff was doing and they were really surprised that the fish are healthy. That one lake, they got one up to 5 pounds.
Mm.
So they are
5 pound trout.
That's a 5 pound trout out of one of those lakes. So they're growing and doing so.
Five pound trout.
They're loving it.
See how huge that trout is.
The other way of doing it is to helicopter or fly them in, and they have about a 50% loss rate.
Yeah.
Cost them a lot of money. We do it for free, and they have less than maybe 1% loss rate when we do it.
Jeez. Okay, so, now how do people get tickets for the dinner? Now, Linda and I are going to be there. They've asked me to MC, and I'm honored always to do that. Because
so much
I really truly believe in this,
absolutely,
this group of people. And I mean, they are just
mission.
The nicest people you're going to meet.
And
missions. How do people get tickets?
They can get tickets by calling me at 530-526-0590. The tickets will actually be at the door. You just tell me what you want, and I'll take your credit card or whatever, and then the tickets will be at the door, waiting for you.
Okay.
We don't send the tickets out.
You bought
so many tickets.
But you have to know by the 11th, you know, what your count is, because, and it's, by the way, it's at the Sons and Daughters of Italy, the hall there. It's on Cedar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, many events are there, so the food is prepared by them as well.
Correct.
It's so good.
Open bar.
Yeah.
And since Italy,
wait a minute, open bar.
Open bar means you pay for your own.
Okay,
you pay for your own. Yeah.
Yes, but
yeah.
What's the other kind of bar?
Well, when you,
I thought open bar meant it was free.
It's not a free bar.
They call it open bar, but they charge you.
The bar is open.
Yeah,
but
the bar is open.
But they're going to charge
you. We pay them to charge you.
Yeah.
They're going to charge you for your drinks.
Yeah, yes.
Just don't get it into your head with, dinner, but an open bar.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. No. You pay for your drinks.
Pay for your drinks.
The only thing that saves, you know, part of us. All right. Well, that's great. So that's going to be happening soon, and we'll mention it a few more times. Again, they do so much. This unit does so much good for all of us.
Well, we have only 40 tickets left.
Oh, you only have 40 tickets.
Yeah, we've been getting a lot of calls.
They got 40 tickets left, so give him a call at 530-526-0590. And I'll put that on Facebook today so you can see it on my page one more time. And if it's only 40 tickets, we've got tickets, right?
I'm going to be serving.
You got tickets.
I just want to make sure. You know what I mean?
No, you have tickets.
You know,
never assume.
Linda and Carl standing over there in the corner.
That's all right.
And, anyway. Hey, Larry, thank you so much. Tell Sam.
Hey, thank you for having
me. Sam, if you're listening, I hope hope you're feeling better, buddy. And as far as this pack trip, they are selling, chances on this. This is like going to be like a raffle item that we bought last year, and
right.
I heartily, heartily endorse it. But Linda, who is not what you'd call the backwoods person of the family, you really had a wonderful
time. I had a great time. No.
Well,
I would do it again.
So we assume this trip's going to even be better served.
We had some ideas.
You know, ideas.
I would do it again.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I would just take sheepskin for my butt.
And it's, you know,
for my hiney.
The only thing you need to bring is just your personal stuff, because they bring cots and sleeping
bags. It was so great.
And mats and a beautiful tent.
We do have a toilet this next time.
Yeah, so I know it's beautiful with the stars and the quiet. And
deer walking through the camp and just beautiful,
absolutely
beautiful country. Stream going by at night. So it was wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay, Larry, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
We don't see you before that. We'll see you on January 18th.
That's right.
Okay, hey, when we come back, we have Enjoy the Magazine is joining us. Starting our year off great.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Thank you. No, they haven't.
West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is older than the trees,
younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Parts of the country seeing the heaviest snowfall in a decade. A fierce winter storm continues to impact tens of millions of Americans.
It's a pretty large area. It's probably encompassing about 1,500 miles all the way from Kansas to the East Coast.
Bob Orovec at the National Weather Service, Washington, D.C., could get up to a foot of snow. And there is a snow emergency in effect, but that will not stop Congress from certifying the results of the 2024 presidential election.
January 6th is the date required by constitutional law, with today's session tasked to certify the 2024 election results for President-elect Donald Trump and Vice President-elect J.D. Vance. Tight security is in place to avert a repeat of the breach which took place at the U.S. Capitol building 4 years ago. Today's schedule calls for the gavel to sound at 1 o'clock Eastern Time, with Vice President Kamala Harris presiding over a joint session of Congress. George Williams reporting.
President Biden's newly signed ban on offshore energy exploration will not stand for long. So says President-elect Trump.
Acting in the 11th hour of his administration, President Biden is banning oil and gas drilling in more than 625 million acres of federal waters. He said the drilling could cause irreversible damage and argued that it's unnecessary to meet our nation's energy needs. But Trump told the Salem Radio Network he will reverse the ban.
It's ridiculous. I'll unban it immediately.
He said oil and gas resources are America's greatest economic asset. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau holding a news conference in Ottawa. He is expected to announce his resignation. Nippon Steel and U.S. Steel fighting for their proposed union. They filed suit after President Biden blocked Nippon's proposed purchase of Pennsylvania-based U.S. Steel. Stocks sharply higher this morning on Wall Street. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You know, as they say, one person's personal information is another person's treasure.
Exactly. That's why I use NordVPN every time I surf the web. Features like Threat Protection Pro safeguard devices from phishing websites and disable intrusive ads and trackers. Just check NordVPN.com, grab the deal, and see for yourself. NordVPN. Cybersecurity built for every day.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money, but if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to healthcare, and that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month, and they love it. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Call now if you get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
South Korean President Yoon remains holed up in the presidential residence, resisting efforts to detain him over his short-lived martial law declaration. Anti-corruption investigators, meanwhile, want to hand off the entire matter to the police.
They can apply to have this warrant extended, which they may well do, or they can apply for a sort of more extreme warrant that would require a hearing with a judge, and then that would allow them to be able to hold Mr. Yoon for 20 days if he's detained. But again, if you have the presidential security system to protecting Mr. Yoon, then at the moment it seems that there's very little they can do, which is why they seem to be now looking at these options of transferring the case or just the execution of this arrest warrant to the police, because it's thought the police might actually be able to have more power.
The BBC's Jean McKenzie. A shooting attack on a bus carrying Israelis in the West Bank has killed at least three people. Israel's rescue service says at least seven others were wounded. News and analysis, townhall.com. The fate of TikTok in the U.S. remains in limbo.
Right now, creators and small business owners are awaiting a decision from the Supreme Court that could upend their livelihoods. Next Friday, the High Court will hear arguments on a law requiring TikTok to break ties with its Chinese-based parent company, ByteDance, or else face a ban in America. For all involved, the prospect of a ban has never been as big as it is right now. Jason Walker reporting.
An exciting backcountry adventure turned deadly for a group of skiers in western Wyoming over the weekend. One skier has been killed, another injured, after their group triggered a large avalanche while ascending a mountain. The avalanche occurred about 20 miles east of Grand Teton National Park. Took rescuers almost 4 hours to ski into the area because of bad weather. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, broadcasting live from the Wind River Resort and Casino Studios. Yeah, that's right. On the 6th of January, 8:05 in the morning. And the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring compassion community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Ben's at the helm. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning. Oh. Sorry. I was on the phone trying to figure out the phone for you.
Okay. Oh, thank
all right.
you.
I think we have a caller wants to make a PSA. We'll get to him in a minute. Good morning, Linda.
Well, good morning, everyone. How are you? Currently 47 degrees in the downtown studios. You know, as we look at this beautiful forecast, our highs today will be around 61. Sunny skies, although when you look outside, it looks a little overcast, but that's what we're going to have. Cloudy skies, and so sun will be poking through here through the rest of the week, where we are in the 60s throughout the week. Our warmest day will be Thursday at 68, but other than that, we're in the 60s, and that's going to be a beautiful week. That's a quick forecast here on KCNR. The weather is brought to you by our friends out in Anderson, and that's Shasta Gas Propane, where it's a locally owned business with four generations, 365-3793, veteran and veteran and senior discounts as well. Now, Ben's at the helm, and he did say we had somebody on the line, so let's go to Lori. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Happy New Year, everybody. Welcome back to the live shows. My quick announcement is today at 12 noon is the Free the Hostages, the J6 individuals. It'll be at 12 noon at the new courthouse, 1515 Court Street. This is primarily about some of the election integrity issues. One individual has been in jail for 4 years and has had no charges put on him. So isolation is very serious imprisonment. So speakers today would be Terry Raposa and Wynn Carpenter. They both have a show on your station. Kelly Frost will hopefully be there. Laura Hobbs will be speaking, as well as Patty Plum. It's sponsored by ShastaVote.org if you want, people want more information. But this is a Shasta Election Task Force rally. They're the ones sponsoring it, so people can show up with yellow ribbons, flags, and posters. So that's pretty much the announcement. I appreciate the time to share that.
All right, Lori.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. All right.
Okay, we're here with Enjoy Magazine and Rhonda Alvey and James Masada, and we're
the founders.
The founders.
I was gonna. Why did I say Mounders? I was gonna say morning, and
good
I said
morning.
Mounders.
Yeah, that's right. But you know what? This is. I've looked at each other. We looked at each other. The four of us.
Who took
this
my
morning
magazine?
Isn't it right
and
there?
Said.
Oh, there
and
it is.
Said. This like, is. But that's a guy thing. Where's the milk?
Yeah.
Right in front of you.
You mean the white stuff that's in front of
yeah,
you?
Yeah, where's the milk? I mean, it's just, I don't know, maybe
oh,
you know,
gosh,
Rhonda.
I would love to argue with you about that, but that's true.
But we looked at each other and said, can you believe it? Because we are celebrating, we're literally 15 years going into the 16th year of being on the air, and you have been with us since day one. So we've watched you from the time that you were up on Lake Boulevard and all of the things of how you've grown and through children and grandchildren and all the different areas of where you've been and what you've done with our community. And so here you are with issue 220.
Yeah. Hard to believe.
Hard to believe.
Yeah.
But not really, because when you've been around as long as you have been able to stay relevant.
Well, the thing for me, and thank you, Happy New Year. Good
Happy
to see you guys.
New Year.
This is the first Monday.
Yes.
This issue comes out, right?
We're
but
starting,
it's also the first Monday.
We're starting the year off great.
Yes, with you. Yeah. Can't wait.
That you, the reflection for children is the thing that always blows my mind. Because you know, to think that when we started this, Reese wasn't even born, and
I wasn't a grandma.
And now
we all had parents.
Yeah, we all had parents. Yeah, that's
oh my goodness.
Yeah, but Reese is what now? 18?
She's 18. Yep.
Yeah, and you have 5 or 6 grandkids.
6 grandkids. Yep.
I mean, it's just been like that's when you go, oh gosh, we've been doing this a long time.
Yeah.
Or when you look at Rhonda, then you can tell.
My hair was brown.
and you're married,
you know,
now.
Here, and I had hair and I was skinny.
And now my oldest granddaughter just turned 16 is driving.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And you were back in Ohio at Christmas time with them.
I was, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, does she have to run all the other kids around?
Not yet. She gets her license probably in the next week or two.
Oh, yeah. Probably anyway. Your mom.
That's interesting.
Mama
will
be like, no, not quite yet. I don't trust you.
Yeah.
Does she want to drive?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Because it's weird how there's some kids that don't want to drive at 16. I would be 15 and a half. Get me out of here.
Same here. And my daughters were the same way, but both my boys did not get their license until they were 19.
Mm.
Yeah.
I have a son that's 22, doesn't have a license.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's weird to me.
Yeah.
But no desire at all, because, I mean, you just like, I catch an Uber, I catch a bus, I can tell you to take me. I'm like...
You know, you have something in here and enjoy. On page 17, I got all the way back to 17, the Enjoy team. I don't think I've ever seen the whole Enjoy team in one spot.
Oh.
It's over a period of pages. And
we're a motley crew.
And that's not everybody either. No.
Those were only the people that showed up for that.
And they talk about their family, like with Catherine Hunt, a longtime boyfriend and 8 cats. That might have something to do with it, Catherine. Years in the North State. What do you like most about living in the North State? And this one, what's your go-to karaoke song? But they ask different questions. But it's most of your staff here. It's cool.
Yep.
Sorry to interrupt, but I'm looking out the window, and there's a woman across the street that has Buford's twin.
Seriously.
There's a few of those. I'm like... that looks like Buford.
She's
stealing Buford.
Right. We also have a section I would like to, let's go back to the beginning, where you have enduring lessons. You always seem to highlight somebody, but this particular person is Chief Joe Tyler, who's CAL FIRE director at Shasta College, whatever that means, Knight. This is probably... supporting Shasta College, but
this is the Shasta College ad.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And
they always highlight somebody who went to Shasta College.
Okay.
Yeah.
So nice to see that and know about him.
It's like an alum ad.
Right.
Right? Like, look at what we produced, which is a lot.
Yeah. And when you think about how many years we've been together on the air now, 15 years, we've seen how it's expanded. Yeah.
When was the last time you were out to Shasta College?
I went to go pick up 20 poinsettias that we were.
Oh, okay.
We just drove out there to
the farm.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you haven't been on campus in a long time, which it's, you know, again, we just talked about our age, right? I went to Shasta College for quite some time. I have a child that's out there, and sometimes when I go out there to pick him up, the one that doesn't drive, I'll wander around just for the last 20, 30 minutes. The place is amazing.
The place is expanding.
It has so many new buildings that, I mean, I never thought, okay, well, you could cram anything else in here. And it's not like crammed at all. It's just, they have new buildings everywhere.
Well,
they're beautiful.
They have a new Veterans Success Center out there.
Yes, they do.
And they take that seriously. They Shasta College, in fact, will be in next Monday.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing all the things they've done. Newsom, when he was here, Governor Newsom, when he was here to talk about the skills, the trade industry, and how they're trying to get more people into that.
Mm-hmm.
And Shasta College has really stepped up big time.
They have. And so, like I said, I have 2 sons right now that are at Shasta College, one that's an art major and one that's hasn't declared a major, but it's more into the engineering world. And the thing is that was really interesting for him is that he didn't choose to pick a major and pick, you know, a series of classes. He went through, like you said, a certificated program that's very geared. But they are offering a, it's called mechatronics program, and it's a year-long program that he is working on. And it is a very, very unique program that I wouldn't think that would be available at our kind of level of college. But they really have done a great job of trying to partner and create curriculums.
Sure.
Very interesting niche education programs. You just have to search it out with them, right? Because they're there. There's all kinds of
stuff. Well, they've got all types of things, and they've got it set up so that you can, you know, I mean, it's like seamlessly go to, you know, Chico.
Yep.
Or over to Simpson.
Yep.
And other colleges and universities throughout the United States, because of the way they've got it set up. No, yep. They've really stepped it up, just like Simpson has really stepped
it
up.
Simpson has too.
Oh, my gosh. They are offering so many majors now.
Yeah.
Where it just used to be teaching and nursing now. I mean, engineering.
Yep.
If you're, you know, some might go from engineering over at Shasta College and getting his full 4-year
degree. And
the
campus at Shasta is beautiful. The trees. And I just realized that my old next-door neighbor is the groundsman, head of everything. And also what I discovered, which is my favorite, they have a Starbucks out there.
Yeah.
But they also have an, I want to say old growth, but it's really not, but it seems like it. They have an area on the campus that is all redwoods that I believe are like 70 years old. That's like a little grove that they planted. And they actually use it a lot for the timber classes that they do. So they're, when you're in the little grove, there's students in there all the time doing measurements, and they're learning their trade, right? But it's like you literally step into another world.
Have we done that? We're going to try to do that.
You know, magic.
Peter Griggs
keeps saying, come on out, we'll give you a tour of the campus, and we somehow never make it, but we will.
I go there and sit and have a bagel.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof, two separate divisions, insurance and financial management. And Judy has a well-trained staff out there. She's been doing this since 1993, helping veterans, families, seniors, business owners, everybody, and does just a wonderful job. If you're looking for second opinions on retirement plans, 401s, how about business insurance, how about just health insurance, give them a call at 530-221-0441 for a free review and evaluation. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. And we'll be right back with Enjoy the Magazine.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Fiesta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Indulge in an unforgettable evening at Turtle Bay's Chocolate After Dark. Join us on Friday, February 7th from 6 to 8 p.m. and enjoy delicious chocolate treats, fine local wines, and a fun night out at Turtle Bay Museum. Perfect for date night or a special treat for you and your friends. This 21 and older event is too sweet to miss and sure to sell out. Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum, Friday, February 7th. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Winter anxiety or stress got you down? Got a cough that just won't stop? On your second round of antibiotics? Or lost your taste and smell? Experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave in downtown Reading. We feature our salt cave that feels like the beach, our 10-minute knockout sessions, and our infrared saunas where you can burn 300 to 600 calories. You can breathe easier, clear sinuses, reduce pain, inflammation, and boost your immune system. It's perfect for kids, pregnant moms, and the whole family. And yes, we accept pets. Call us today at 530-338-2094. Visit the gift shop at 1506 Market Street. We are here to help. Call us at 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094. Experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave in downtown Reading. Call us today at 530-338-2094.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Reading Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR.
Good morning.
96.5 FM. And
third time's a try. A charm.
You know what? A lot of times I'd much rather be just a little hesitant on coming in because things are being said. But I really, really want you to cut off the mic.
Not during the joy hour.
Right when I say, okay, we'll be right back. I want those mics off right then because things are said and sometimes immediately right afterwards.
Right.
This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is the only hospital in the North State providing the Watchman procedure, a one-time minimally invasive heart procedure for people with arterial fibrillation who needs an alternative to blood thinners. It's about the size of a quarter and made from a very light and compact material commonly used in many other medical implants. More than 150,000 people have left blood thinners behind with Watchman, and we have talked about it on our show a couple of times.
Makes me want to pass out.
Well, some people, you know, blood thinners can cause all types of problems, and they can get off blood thinners completely.
So
one procedure, and Shasta Regional Medical Center is the only one that does it.
So is it an implant of some kind that releases?
It's for arterial, so it goes into the heart, and it keeps the...
If there's a clot that breaks, it keeps it from going through.
It keeps it from that, so you don't have to take blood thinners
anymore. So is it a mesh?
No.
No?
I don't know.
I'll have to look it up, because that's fascinating.
It is fascinating.
It's personal for me, because, you know, my wife...
It's on their website.
My wife flatlined twice with a blood clot.
Mm.
You ought to take a look at this.
Yeah.
And because they talk about there's that one area in your heart where that's what happens is the blood doesn't move out of there. And this
is
what
the
Watchman does.
It went from the back of the knee to the heart. And I actually was in the hospital with them doing live x-rays where you could see her heart beating with the clot inside of it.
Yeah. Wow.
It was very
scary. This is about 4, 5, 6 years ago.
At least. It was a while ago,
Right, because I remember you came in.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my God.
One of the worst experiences of my life.
You were in shock, but you still did the show.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like going on stage, even though...
I'm a consummate performer.
Yeah, you are.
The show must go on.
Right. Okay, well, let's get back to the magazine, the Enjoy, and some of the articles.
The 220th issue. We're here with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada
and
Enjoy.
And what's beautiful is that this is a free magazine to the public, And how, of course, through advertising, just like us being on the air, is through our wonderful advertisers. So that you've had loyal people that have been with you. And I can look through here and see some new people that have come into in the January edition. But one of the articles that you have is on snowbirds, bird watching at Klamath Basin National Wildlife Refuge. And something we just discovered this morning is the largest concentration of wintering bald eagles.
Yeah, I didn't even know bald eagles really migrated, I guess, or I don't know if they congregate somewhere, right?
Like, I guess.
I never thought about, okay, where do the bald eagles go when they leave their nest from Turtle Bay? Like, you know, they do disappear, but where do they go? So obviously they travel to places where there's abundance of food during
probably
the
Lake Shasta. Or yeah. I tell you, up during the squirrel wars up in Cedarville, you can see as many eagles and hawks and falcons as you want. Because
plentiful.
As the squirrels are killed, they'll wait. They're on the tree lines. They're on the power lines. They're just sitting, and then they'll come on down to the field. You stop shooting because they're in the field, and you shift over. But oh no, then they eat right there.
Yeah,
kind of close to the same area.
Pick them up and take them away.
Yeah. They just eat them.
I was going to say they become a nuisance in Alaska with the fishers.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, in the Klamath Basin though, you've got so many.
It's a migratory.
Migratory area. Migratory birds coming in there. The eagles will follow because it's like a smorgasbord.
Yeah.
They said it's basically waterfowl, that they're after. Yeah. And it is. It's a plentiful way for them to have food. One of the things that's cool about this article is, I mean, it talks about the eagle. That's how it leads off, right? But
right.
It really is about conservation, the article. Mm-hmm. And it talks about all the birds and all that stuff. But it's a lot for bird watchers. But they also got a grant, and they just there was a picture in here, and it looks absolutely stunning.
The building, the visitor center.
They got a visitor center and a grant to build it, and there's a picture of it. The last part of the article.
I've been into that building, and it's a fascinating area. I met a couple that used to live in Redding that moved up there, but this is, of course, we're talking about the Tule Lake National Wildlife Refuge, and that there's a visitor center that you can go into, and this is an interesting place that they have tunnels.
Yep.
There's all kinds of
caves.
Interesting history here in this area.
The best organic
bread.
No, what is it? The spicy. It's not.
Horseradish.
So world-renowned horseradish is totally grown in the Tule Lake.
Oh, well, I didn't know that. Yeah. That's fantastic.
Amazing.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so that's in your article here. There's about three pages.
But you guys spend time up in that part of the country quite a bit, don't you? Go up there like...
Cedarville. With,
yeah.
But
the Soak and Poke?
Yeah. That's what it used to be called.
I think it was called that years ago.
Yeah. No. And you guys go up there with...
Hot Springs.
What's
for who?
The white.
In the white.
It's an annual vacay.
We used to, and now it's becoming, you know, we used to go up to shoot. And I would shoot up 8-10 hours a day. But it's gotten so that the number of squirrels have dropped dramatically.
Because of you?
No. Because they can poison in Modoc County because of the huge economic damage the squirrels do to the
Well, hay, and I get that, but doesn't that translate over to the bird?
No, because it's a certain kind of poison that, you know, they'll die underground, and so it's not affecting the food chain.
Mm.
But it's the only, I think it's the only county, maybe parts of Siskiyou, that they can do it in because of the huge economic damage that millions of squirrels do. Hmm. So what we do is find the organic hay farms.
Mm.
They don't poison.
So we
have a few there.
Yeah.
So anyway, but that whole area up there is just beautiful.
Right. And also, you know, what's great about your magazine is you highlight different areas. We just talked about, you know, where the bird sanctuary is. Mm-hmm. And then now we're talking the next one in Manton, which we think about the wineries in Manton, and then, of course, we hear fires are going to come out the mountain. We're scared because, you know, like we want to, it's such a beautiful space. But you've got an article in there about Minnekaua's sweet shoots. What's this about?
This was a weird article, I have to say, when I started reading it. but it's really cool.
He took a dive bar and market and made it into sweet shoots. And it used to be just for adults, and now kids can come and play games. And they
have ice cream
and coffee. And he's
really built a really cool gathering place, right?
Yes.
And he has total vision to expand it into more food. And it's like he wants it to be someplace that you actually travel to be able to experience. But at first I was like, this seems really strange. It was like very eclectic and strange. But then all of a sudden it turns into the fact that he's a great artist.
Yes, with bamboo.
With bamboo, and that's where the sweet shoots. So it's like a sweet store.
Okay.
But he used the word shoots because he works with bamboo. And his family is very multicultural, right? His father is what was it, Japanese and Argentinian or right, something like that?
Yes, his mother. An Argentine mother.
Yeah, something like that. And his sister lives in Japan, so he went to visit her, where he learned about the use of bamboo in Japan and all the things. So just the story goes on and on, and as it goes, it just keeps opening. The box keeps
interesting,
opening.
Interesting, because this is a dad speaks five languages.
Yep,
love how people will come here and decide this is we're going to make a life here.
Yeah. And in
we're
the beginning, you're like, it's super cool that you took an old dive bar and turned it into like just you know a shop where you can
very much an eclectic place where families can come in and
they have performers and
they do movie nights outside. I mean, it's all kinds of things.
Fantastic. Yeah. Okay, so that's called...
In Manton, you know.
Yeah. Manton.
Sweet Shoots.
And they just really opened up, right?
Yeah,
so he has a lot.
You can hold your breath and drive through Manton.
Yeah, yeah. So beautiful, though.
No, you can. But, you know, the thing about this is that he's doing it with bamboo, and this has been something that when he went back to Japan and got into bamboo, and now he's an artist and a sculptor and all this in bamboo.
He's trained in Santa Barbara, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was just really kind of cool. I like bamboo stuff.
We have
not
bamboo,
everything,
we
have bamboo, but some
strong
bamboo
furniture.
Stuff is cool.
We have bamboo growing behind our house.
Yeah,
no, like in the side of our house. It's kind of
thick grassy kind of bamboo. That's hard to get rid of.
When I was a kid growing up, we had a doughboy pool, and our neighbors had bamboo, and eventually the bamboo started growing up.
Oh no!
Through our pool.
Oh no!
Yeah.
Well, of course. We have a pot with bamboo in it, and I said, oh, it's dead now. I mean, you know, it's summer, something happened, the water didn't get to it, it's all dead, and
you
can't kill it. It's just, it's holding on in there, and the first drop of water, it'll bloop, here we go again. So it just gets bigger and bigger every year, but it's still in one pot, so I can kind of control it.
Eventually it'll get so root-bound, it'll crack the pot.
Will it?
To get out. Oh, yeah.
Well,
we've got to take a break.
When that happens...
We will cover some of the wellness, the mindful living and wellness, which a lot of people after the holidays and the crazy holidays will think of in January. What do I need to do in order to, you know, feel healthier and grounded, et cetera? So we're going to be talking a couple of articles here out of Enjoy when we get back here on KCNR. We'll be right back.
Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has distinct treasures to choose from, including vinyl records, DVDs, antique jewelry such as brooches and rings, necklaces and bracelets. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also offers vintage clothing and accessories such as retro dresses and scarves, jackets and hats, along with vintage furniture, tablecloths and silverware, cookware and glassware. And don't forget Mantiques, including military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry such as crosses and rings, sports memorabilia, and collectibles. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Hey friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron, 60th anniversary. My new personal favorite, starting with an exclusive Perfecto shape, handcrafted by one master roller, using only the finest tobaccos from Nicaragua. After 60 years of excellence, this cigar is Padron's masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank,
Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
Good morning and welcome back to Monday. Hey, January 6th here. How are you today? Currently 50 degrees in the downtown studio. It's going to be about 61 today. Cloudy skies. Yeah, mostly clear skies tonight with overnight 46 as the week progresses. All through the week, we just have kind of a day like today, except for Thursday will be just a little bit warmer with around 68. So beautiful forecast ahead of us. Some cloudy skies, but at least it's clear. No rain in the forecast.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's. Been founded in 1960, been in the same spot since 1967. Really good people down there, Tim and Logan. I've never had a bad haircut there in, gosh, 17 years. It's a barbershop, my friends, not a hair salon. I got my hair cut, in fact, Friday, by making an appointment at 530-244-9478. You can make an appointment, set it up so it works in your time, or just stop by. If they have an opening, you're going to get a great haircut. It's Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. And we're here with Enjoy Magazine, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. And we're talking about this month's issue. And it's a great way to start off each month.
And I've got,
here with Enjoy.
And I've got Buford right between my legs. And he's coming for some mental health after being in trouble for chewing on a stool.
Yes, he was in
trouble. You scared
trouble.
Me to death.
Yes,
because you
did.
Were right by me when you saw him and you said no. And I didn't see you. It's like you were yelling no in my ear.
Oh, dear.
And I almost jumped out.
Yeah,
of
you know what? When a Marine says
sitting,
it, yeah.
He is sitting there holding his, in his paws, holding his toy in his paws and chewing on the stool.
Yeah.
He knows better.
Oh, but he's such a love.
Well, yeah, but still, he doesn't need to be chewing on furniture. He doesn't do it that often, but every now and then we'll catch him. But, yeah. All right.
That's
so
why we have to bring the, stools out when he's in there.
We're talking about wellness. And, of course, January seems to be like, what can I do in order to up my game, you know, besides the gym and something else? And, you know, I'm one that has had vitamin infusions, and I think they've been a great asset. And I could really use one right now. But one of your articles talks about, and I've heard about this place called Bliss.
Mm-hmm. Bliss Fusion.
Bliss Fusion. And so they've got infrared and salt. What else? What? Tell us about what this place is.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it's kind of like a spa.
Yes.
With lots of different treatments. They do, as you said, vitamin infusions and they have an infrared room. They have salt rooms. And
is this a place that has salt caves, or
it's
is
not,
it different?
No, it's a different one than
But they have the same kind of things.
Yeah, I don't believe they're quite like hers.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they're much smaller.
Well, that just tells you that there are lots of choices in town now. So, yeah. I mean, it's kind of cool.
It's great to think that Redding's offering these alternative you know, therapies and, right. and vitamin infusion, you know, because I remember somebody was saying that, okay, 10 years, even 15 years ago, one orange was one orange, and today it takes 10 oranges to get the same kind of nutrition you would from one.
I thought you were going to try to be all profound. I was like, yes, Linda, one orange is one orange, at least in my world. But now, no, now it takes 10 to
yeah,
be one.
Yeah. I mean, think about
10
that.
10 is one, and yeah. one is 10.
Yeah. Oh. Well, they're saying that on everything. I mean, the big thing was is you used to be able to get iron in your spinach. That was a great.
Right.
And they say now that you could eat all the spinach in the world, and you're not you're getting no iron
Jeez,
at all.
So what do you do? What do you do about that? You know, that's a big question.
Yeah. yeah.
You know, so.
So, yeah, we were talking about the red light stuff. I was telling right. you, I just read an article, and that people are having a lot of success with this red light and for different things, you
right.
know.
Therapy,
yeah. yeah. And but the infusions, I got to imagine, would be good for you if it's like, you know, you could have blood work, and it shows that you're really low on a B or, a, you know, this, that, or the other. And they can create, I'm assuming they create cocktails for individuals,
mm-hmm.
You know, give you a little blast. It's super cool, but you have to be able to be okay with needles.
And not only that, but
because I'm looking at this guy in the picture with this IV in yeah. his arm, and he's smiling, yeah. and I'm thinking, I would be completely unconscious. That,
exactly. I don't like needles either, especially when they can't find your vein.
Uh-huh.
They also offer facials, and they sell face or lotions and that kind of thing.
Lotions and potions.
Yes. Yep. Skincare treatments.
Right. So. Okay. Well,
there's an article in here that, and well, first of all, I always like to point out that we always have one or two really great recipes. And then this month we have a fresh start, a pecan kale salad recipe, which is not difficult. So you should be able to make it if you like kale. Why do I say cal? And then there's another great recipe in here, and Miss Wonder Woman next to me. It's her recipe.
Really, Rhonda? Are you a cook?
Clam chowder.
Not really,
in
but
a bread
I love
bowl.
Clam chowder.
Really, we just went over New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. We had what I was considered one of the best clam chowders, and the guy literally that was making grew up digging for clams. So the clams were personally he had dug, and it was a recipe. That was his grandmother's, and they were Danish settlers.
Oh, wow.
And so it was very interesting in how he made his broth, or whatever you want to call mm-hmm. it. So I'm looking forward to seeing how you do it.
You like white. You like the
I
traditional
like the white,
white.
Yeah.
yeah. Because yeah. Is it the Boston one that's a red
yes.
clam chowder?
Yeah.
And I don't know that I've ever had red clam chowder.
Well, it's called Manhattan, too.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Manhattan for white.
That's what it is.
Manhattan
this is
clam chowder.
I think
chowder.
This is Boston, yeah.
You're doing Boston.
Yeah. yeah.
The okay. It's the other way around. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Buford is staying out of the studio
I'm looking
now.
At your recipe and thinking, how often do you make this?
A couple times a year. I'm making it tonight.
Because we've talked about it?
No, I actually bought the ingredients over the weekend. And
so when you get your clams, is it just a can of clams?
I just use the can, yeah.
Well, hey, yeah. It works too.
Yep.
Huh. Mm-hmm.
What do you do for your sauce? Let's see what you've got in here.
I use either vegetable or chicken stock to start, but then you also add butter and half and half and
milk.
And then the potatoes. Really make it get thick.
So she uses half and half, and I would use heavy cream.
Okay.
You could. Yeah, you definitely could.
So I like it to congeal even cold.
And I don't use carrots. I don't put celery because I just don't like the feel of it in my mouth.
Okay.
So
she's very traditional.
It's very plain.
Classic.
I mean, but it's good. It tastes really good.
Mm, and you do bacon.
And I do bacon, mm-hmm. and I do lots of bacon. I love bacon in it, so, yeah.
Ooh, bacon.
Sounds good.
Well, bacon
yeah.
goes good with everything.
Everything.
Is that easy clam
cream.
Chowder? Well,
I just had a bacon-wrapped cookie. It was amazing.
And it doesn't take very long
ice cream.
To cook. It takes about 30 minutes to cook. It's super easy.
And fantastic.
It's
a beautiful
really good
picture.
The next day.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, anything that you make in this kind of world, like Italian food or even French sauces, that one day of... When you make it and heat it and eat it and then let it cool
yes.
and then heat it again,
yes.
it activates
yeah.
it. Like.
I agree. That's fantastic.
I feel bad people that don't do leftovers at all because if you don't with certain foods, you're never going to get the real taste.
Yeah, I'm making pozole this week, and what I may do is just do it tomorrow for Wednesday.
Yeah, I think so.
And then just cook it for tomorrow and let it kind of sit up overnight mm-hmm. and absorb all of those ingredients.
Yes, yummy, yummy. So. There's an article in here, and I didn't get to read it, so I don't know anything about it, but I was looking at it as we've been flipping back and forth, and I just find it fascinating. And it says, speeding down a hill, destination, right? And then it says, Pluma Ski Club keeps NorCal history alive with longboard races.
Yeah, and the pictures of these skis.
They're skiing, and these boards look, I mean, these, literally, they look like they're 20 feet.
They look like 2x4s, I mean, like you, what you would buy.
Well, you go to the next page, and it's like, look at how huge they are.
Oh, my God.
Right? And what I love how it says that, what did it say? No matter how good you are of a skier or a snowboarder, it doesn't translate. So this is something that's, you know, obviously a unique and historical.
They started in 1861, the longboard races.
Well, here.
It says racing on 14.5-foot long wooden skis he made himself.
Yeah.
This guy in this article.
So my assumption is you just need a straight line. There's no way you're turning very much on this, right?
No, there's not. It's a straight thing. Straight, yeah. When I went through winter warfare training, we had the... We went on skis, and these skis were the long ones. We called them the mules, the white mules, and the type of, they're scalloped on the bottom so you can climb up the sides of hills, and we used the wax that you could climb up the side of a tree that was so sticky. But they were long, and the whole thing was, you know, you could go downhill but not too fast. And in the article it says they can get up to 30, 32 miles per hour, but it's not like it used to be. Old miners went up to 80 to 90 miles per hour.
And that's what I remember.
Yeah, and you can't turn them. So there must be...
How do you stop them?
Yeah. Well, the way we would stop is, because we were skiing and my advanced force was up there, and all of a sudden they all fell over. It was because there was a barbed wire fence, you know, and the snow had gotten all the way up to
but
that top strand.
That would
and so the way you stop is you fall over.
Yeah.
And so that works. So.
I think I prefer falling over and sliding than having my head removed.
At 90 miles an hour.
Yeah, that hurts.
That's
I don't care who you are.
That's not falling over.
Ice burn. Yeah, you're done, and it's like your all your clothes are torn off of you.
But when
started
they do
in 1861.
Yeah, and they use a lot of them dress up, you know, period dress.
Yeah, look at his clothes. He's cool looking.
And a lot of them will kind of, you know, it's kind of like Halloween.
And it's the third it's the third Sunday of January, February, and March, and at the Pluma Ski Club hosts the historic longboard revival races at Johnstown Ski Bowl. And where's that?
I have no idea.
Yeah, it's in Plumas County.
Plumas County, it must be up there.
Yeah.
I didn't even know there was. So is it an official, they call it a ski bowl, so do they just use it for this, or is it an active ski place?
It's an active ski place, I believe.
Really?
And then they have the world champion longboard race.
People come in from all over the world.
From all over, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we've got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Happy New Year, Redding, from your friends at Black Bear Diner, reminding you that if you're looking for more food, more fun, and more family, this is the place to be. You can count on a warm atmosphere and deliciously fresh home-style food. It's the perfect spot for every generation, with something for everyone. Come for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Redding's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrust entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Invest in your future with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready or transfer eligible in programs like nursing, forestry, teaching, accounting, physical therapy assistant, computer information systems, and many others. Classes are free for full-time students with flexible hours and compressed 8-week options. Perfect for working adults. Ask about the many financial aid options available to help you turn your calling into a career. Spring semester begins January 13th. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM.
And guess where we're heading after this?
Out to the stables and pick up the horse and take her over to...
Put her in the trailer and take her to the vet.
No, she's fine.
I'm like, no, not again.
This is just a checkup.
She's going to be shod today. Yes.
Maybe just want to make sure everything's going well.
Right. So she actually is getting her feet changed?
Right. Feet changed.
She's having a hoof cure.
A hoof cure.
Okay. Hey, we're here with Enjoy Magazine and Rhonda Alvey and James Masada. And we have, you're going to talk a little bit about Riverfront.
Oh, yeah. I would love to.
Yeah.
So Riverfront is, their next play opens up on January 24th. But on January 23rd, we will have a Pay What You Can, so people can come and watch a preview and pay what they can. We started doing that a few
I like that
ago.
Idea.
Yeah, so just to get an audience in front of the,
right.
You know, so that the actors have somebody to act to. And that's been really successful and really fun. But then the opening night is the 24th, and it runs through February 9th, the Odd Couple female version. But also this weekend we have Playwrights Night Out Playwrights Night Out. This is the adult version, and what that is we have six plays that are 10 to 20 minutes long, and they were written by local people, and they're acted by locals and directed by locals. So most of the directors have never directed before. I'm actually directing one of them, but mine's like 10 minutes long. It's really short.
Did you write it?
No, I didn't write
it.
Right.
I always love this because Vo's here from her, she'll be done and she'll be like, oh, that was so much fun. I'm so glad I did it, but I'm exhausted. I think that'll be the last time. And then very next week,
what happened?
She's an actress again, and then she's writing a play, and then she's producing, and it just never ends.
this is just a one weekend thing.
Right.
So rehearsals are today, tomorrow, and the next day, and then we have the weekend play. So, and it's only Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Friday and Saturday nights. And then Sunday matinee. So, and it's really fun. These are theater on the side. They take place in our lounge, and so it's very
nice lounge.
Yeah,
sidecar theater.
Yeah, theater on the side.
Yeah. So I performed in your lounge.
Oh, that's right.
It was wonderful for the film commissions.
Right.
Yeah, and I like. But this is a great space.
Yeah,
a lot of people thought it was a great space.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you're using it.
Yes.
in that. with that outside of the theater kind of
right
feeling.
For the smaller kind yes. of things. We did a murder mystery in there in I think October or November, and it was so much fun. It was
what
great.
What a great idea for a birthday
yeah.
party
yes.
to do a murder mystery
yes.
there. Okay.
Yeah, and we're doing another murder mystery on Valentine's Day, I think Friday and Saturday, Valentine's Day and the next day.
I've never done one, but I often, you know, see them like mm-hmm. in places like the murder mystery in Sonoma on the train. They have one on the train, and they do them. But people seem like they'd have fun.
That's really yes. fun. We had food, and yeah. it was great.
Years ago,
interactive.
On the East Coast,
uh-huh.
we'd go to dinner theaters yep. where the people that served you were also the actors,
right.
and
yep.
they would have a murder mystery there, and everybody, you know.
Now that, and that's exactly what I'm talking about. That's like yeah. my young experience in dinner theater, that kind of stuff. And I've growing up had a blast. There is a place in Pismo that's dinner theater, and it's still going. And I went there to do, you know, body surfing as a kid with my friend's parents that had a condo. And it was fantastic. You know, there was sawdust on the floor, and everybody that's serving is all part of it. It's audience participation.
Yeah. Mm.
It's a riot.
Yeah, it was really fun. It was really fun when we did it, and it was so successful. And everybody loved it, and we sold it out in 2 days.
All right, so you have another one coming up on Valentine's.
Yes.
Okay, so yeah. be looking at, in fact, is it already posted on the website?
It hasn't been posted because we haven't decided exactly.
Locked it in.
Make it a lover's murder.
It'll probably be something like that.
Or a woman who has several lovers. Mm. And then you figure out who killed her. Yeah.
Well, okay, so if you're...
Or a man could be it. And then which one of the ladies
is the Black Widow?
We've been talking to Rhonda Alvey and James Masada from Enjoy, and it's January, of course, and it's the 220th episode, if you will, or release of an Enjoy magazine. In the front is Mindful Living. We've been talking about that. We have just a few minutes left, and so Rhonda, you know, I think at the beginning of this year in 2025, let's go around the table and see what your closing thoughts are, or beginning thoughts. I don't even know how to explain that, but where are you now? What do you want to see happen for this year?
Well, I'm super excited about February's issue. Most of the stories are being worked on right now, and then we started doing these themes a couple years ago. So our March issue is always going to be about women, and we usually kind of April's usually rodeo kind of, you know. But it'll be a little more focused on more men, but not completely like we do the women's issue, because I think women's issues women's stories are pretty...
Are much more interesting.
She's a woman.
Than men's. Is that what you're going to... No, no, no.
She's a woman.
Wait,
she thinks they're more important.
Let's just finish this.
I think men have had the spotlight for so much longer than women, so...
We're getting a little more diverse, are we?
Yes. So, and I'm super excited about that. And so we've got some really great story lineups for the next year, and I've been working hard to try and get the year filled. So, because last year kind of got choppy and I wasn't as organized because of all the changes and everything. So I'm pretty settled and I'm pretty excited about what we've got going on. So, but February will be really good. And,
well, with the closing of the store and then the moving out, it took a while for everybody to get settled.
Yeah.
Because
yep.
I mean, not to be dramatic, but it took us all apart, right?
Right, like, it's all consuming.
Yeah, and so we're so used to being together.
And it's still been, you know, right. I mean, we still get the questions all the time. I missed the store. I missed it for Christmas. When are you going to do the store?
Right.
I mean, that's the question I get more than anything about Enjoy.
Well, it became the place to go mm-hmm. if you wanted to send anything to anybody or get anything local and mm-hmm. unique and wonderful, and it was a yummy feeling.
Yeah, it was.
So you can say that.
Yeah.
That
and it's a great, and it was totally awesome when we did it during that time, but now we've hyper-focused back on the magazine, and realistically the magazine is
how it all started. Yeah.
And it's doing better than ever. I mean,
great. It's fantastic.
Yep.
Great stuff. How about you, James?
You know, same. I mean, my heart and soul's with the magazine, making sure that it's, you know, doing what it can do for us and the community together. I mean, it is a, you know, two-sided job in one sense. But I, you know, I also have a lot of things that I'm working on the side, and you know, we're going to be making some announcements soon. But you know, most people do know that I've become a confectioner. At least I'm trying. So we are moving into. I just hopefully today will be the official takeover of Chocolate Day Nanette.
Oh my goodness!
Gosh. Yeah. Great.
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, you didn't?
No,
oh, I thought it was
public
knowledge.
I heard that she sold it to two guys.
Thankfully, I think I'm one of those guys.
Anyway, congratulations.
Yeah,
Can we hear more about that?
Yeah,
yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Oh, well, thank you so much. Tomorrow, O2 Staffing will be joining us along with a couple other people. In case you haven't heard, Prime Minister Trudeau just resigned from the Canadian
right.
Prime Minister.
Stepping down.
Have a great day and God bless America.
Keep this world from dragging me down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.